because we used to start at the other end of the... If we were cutting a tree, we'd start at the small end and bring up the limbs from each side and cut those, then just take a pry pole and pry it up and block it, and then saw off the blocks of wood.
Well, what do you call the thing that a carpenter uses nowadays when he saws planks or boards? He sets them up on what?
Trestle.
When you used to get the horses in out of pasture and you wanted to go somewhere with them, what did you do to them first?
Harness them up.
Well, before that, you'd use some...
Curry them, brush them.
What'd you call
them? Clean them up.
You used a curry comb?
Curry comb.
And what was the other thing?
Brush.
And what do you call the things that you put your feet on when you ride in the saddle? Put your feet into these things.
I never rode in them, but I think they call the stirrup.
Uh-huh.
They used to ride without.
How about when you sharpen your straight-edge razor blade, this leather thing you'd use?
Razor strap.
When you shot a rifle, what would you get a box of what to put into the rifle?
Cartridges.
How about this plaything that children play on? One end goes up, the other end goes down.
Teeter-totter.
Did you ever see this kind where they go around in a circle? They get a...
Merry-go-round?
Yeah, they get a stump and put a plank across.
Yeah.
Merry-go-round. When you bring coal into your coal stove, what do you call the thing that you have the coal in? You know what I mean? You bring it in and...
coal bucket or a scuttle.
Which is the older word?
I think coal bucket.
Suppose you're...
Never done much of that. A shovel didn't do this.
Suppose you're hauling wood, firewood into your wood house or something where you use something with just two handles and one wheel up in front. What do you call that sort of thing?
Wheelbarrow.
Suppose you're sharpening a side. What would you use to sharpen it? Sharpen the side.
You mean a whetstone?
How about an axe where you'd have a big wheel that turned around?
Grindstone.
Suppose you went to the town in your wagon and coming home the wheels started squeaking. You say, I have to do what when I get home?
Grease it.
And if you got some in your hands, you say, look at my hands, they're all...
All greasy.
What'd you call the stuff that you'd burn in your lamps in your house?
Kerosene oil.
Never called it coal oil, especially.
No.
Kerosene oil. How about the...
I've heard the term coal oil, but we've never used it.
Well, they use that farther south in Indiana. Mm-hmm. How about the inside part of an automobile tire that holds the air? What do you call that?
Inner tube.
What do you call something that you would use if you got onto the Elkhart River or some lake around here?
Boat.
Any special kind of boat?
Rowboat.
What do you call the place where they tie up a big ship in a port city, the wooden platform they unload it onto? Which sounds best, a dock or a pier? A wharf?
Well, I thought a dock was where they unload merchandise or coal or something like that.
Well, can't expect you to know too much about that because you don't live near enough to a place. What do you say what do you say they're doing when they build a battleship or something and then they're putting it down into the water? You say they're doing what to it? You ever say they're launching them?